a pair of attacks today in the East African nation of Kenya. First, at least two missiles were fired at an Israeli airliner taking off from the Mombasa airport. They missed. But just a few minutes later, in the nearby resort town of Kikambala, an all-terrain vehicle crammed with explosives rammed through the gates of the Paradise Hotel and blew up. 15 people were killed, including three bombers. A previously unknown group called the Army of Palestine has claimed responsibility for both attacks. Jerusalem Post editor Kelly Hartog had just arrived at the Paradise Hotel along with a group of about 200 Israeli tourists when the vehicle exploded.
We went off to have breakfast, and our tour guide then went back to check on what the situation was with the suitcases, and barely a minute later, we heard this massive, massive explosion. Everybody just jumped up automatically, not knowing what it was, and ran in the direction of what had happened. It was at that point we realized that it had, in fact, well, we assumed had been a terrorist attack. At that point, we just saw people running and screaming. There was black, black smoke billowing everywhere. And the thatched roofs of the hotel started collapsing, and there were flecks of dust and grit everywhere. Plus, there was shattered glass and wood from the rooms that had, their windows and doors had been blown out. And then we just saw a lot of people, a lot of blood, a lot of wounded. I wasn't in the lobby itself. You couldn't get back into the lobby because, of course, it was completely decimated. Everything was on fire. Everyone was, people who had gone in there were not breathing very well. So we were out on the beach and just in as makeshift a way as possible trying to help people with whatever we had at hand until the medics arrived, which did take some time.
Kelly Hartog of the Jerusalem Post describing this morning's deadly bombing in Kikambala, Kenya. Now to the other attack moments earlier. The plane in question was an Israeli Archaea jet on its way from Mombasa back to Tel Aviv. The BBC's Kathy Jenkins is in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. She says the 261 passengers on board had no idea they were being shot at.
It's become clear that most of the passengers on the plane didn't actually know anything about the attack until very close to their return to Tel Aviv. The pilot obviously saw the incident and knew that something had happened. He described later how he saw white flashes outside one side of the aeroplane, realized that something had happened, was going to turn to Nairobi to check his aircraft for any damage, and was told that he was all clear and he could go ahead to Tel Aviv, which is what he did, under the escort of Israeli jets. Only when the plane was approaching Tel Aviv did the passengers know or learn actually what had happened, and I think there was a great feeling of relief.
Are authorities there saying with certainty whether or not these two attacks, the one on the hotel, the attempt on the plane, are linked?
They are without doubt that the two attacks were linked. First of all, the timing. The attack on the hotel happened just a few minutes after the attack on the plane. And the police here and the authorities, the government, have very quickly said that they believe that this was a coordinated attack designed to inflict the maximum damage on the Israeli targets.
Kathy, this is the second attack inside Kenya in 5 years. The first one, of course, being the 1998 embassy bombing there in Nairobi. How concerned are Kenyan officials about al-Qaeda presence in the country and that part of Africa?
They are very concerned, and I think since 1998, together with other foreign security services, the Americans, the Israelis certainly, and other foreign governments, a lot of attention has been paid to, for example, the coastal area where these attacks took place. The coastal area, it's very, very easy for militants to merge in with the local population, to take bona fide jobs, to lie low for years, months, years, to really become part of the local population until they're ordered to carry out an attack. I think the worrying thing for the Kenyans now is that despite all the increased security and the attempts to improve intelligence and surveillance, these attacks have happened. So it shows there are large gaps in their knowledge about what groups are operating.
The BBC's Kathy Jenkins speaking to us from Nairobi. Thanks very much, Kathy.
Thank you.